Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Challenger enters House District 32 race as incumbent considers Senate bid. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. With the primary elections filing period looming, candidates are already declaring their intentions. The Gillette News Record reported George Dunlap, a long-serving member of the Campbell County Hospital Board of Trustees, is running for House District 32. Incumbent Ken Clouston, considering a run for another office, hasn't decided between the House or Senate. Senator Troy McEwen plans to seek re-election. Dunlap's platform focuses on rolling back federal regulations on fossil fuels, advocating for transparency in legislative voting processes, and criticizing the legislature's failure to convene a special session. Clouston highlights his achievements in passing a bill on prior medical authorization and defends his stance against a special session. Dunlap emphasizes gun rights and broader property tax reform if elected. Wyoming GOP votes to censure Governor Gordon for vetoing gun and property tax bills. The Wyoming Republican Party voted to censure Governor Mark Gordon for vetoing two bills earlier this year, including a property tax relief measure and legislation concerning gun-free zones. Wildfowl reported the full body at the GOP state convention adopted the censure on a consent list, meaning they approved the resolution along with several others and didn't debate the action. However, one delegate did attempt to pull the resolution from the list. The adoption follows the state GOP resolutions committee's narrow approval of the censure on Friday. Adopted without debate, it underscores growing tensions within the party, with some members criticizing Gordon as too moderate. The resolution also specifically targeted Gordon's vetoes and his characterization of the bills, labeling them as socialist and Bidenomic. This move is part of a trend to increase censures within the Wyoming GOP, with past targets including Senator Cynthia Lummis and former Representative Liz Cheney. Governor Gordon's office responded by defending his actions and criticizing the censure as hindering the party's ability to address broader political challenges. The governor's spokesman said about the veto, "It reflects the fact that he was not interested in giving 25% tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires, including those who just moved to Wyoming and were part of the very reason that longtime residents saw their assessments increase." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.